Nano thermite took them down. If you think airplanes can take down super steel structures, you got to think again. You got to do some research. Look up Christopher Bolin, 9/11, the deception that changed the world.
Yes.
And free Julian Assange. He's done nothing wrong. He's a victim of a narco tyranny, world Zionist government. Got to take our freedom back. Thank you.
Okay. Yep.
You got more, don't you?
Yeah, that's why all
that's
the
all you got now more.
Yeah, 9/11 opened up all of these wars.
That's
I've noticed where most of them are.
Yep.
They're like in the Middle East. Why are we getting involved in all of these wars in Syria, Iraq? You know, what is that all about? Why are we giving our taxpayers money to a country that, you know, they have people marching up to a gate where they were locked out of their own country, right? The Palestinian people.
Right.
So they got a very raw deal, didn't they? They got locked out of their own country, and new people have said that the land was promised to them by supernatural forces. They have taken over. And then you have a nonviolent march towards the fence that they set up to keep you out, and they shoot machine guns at you and mow you down without mercy, and they say that it's okay. And you haven't heard the U.S. government, you know, it says they stand for freedom and everything. They're willing to make peace with Putin, right? But wait a minute, how come they can't make peace with the people that are being mowed down? They say that that's not Putin doing it either. That's the U.S. started a war in Syria, and they wanted to have a no-fly zone to keep any aid from coming into that country, Syria, right? And one of the big complaints is Trump wanted to pull out of Syria. They didn't let him. He's supposed to be the president, the commander-in-chief. They didn't let him pull out of the war. Anyway, this guy wants to speak now.
Hey, can I go next?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, go ahead.
Everything you've learned through the educational system is a lie. The idea of the three branches is actually three things, and it's not the judicial, the executive, or the legislative. It is Hollywood, the military-industrial complex, and the educational system. Everything you're being taught, everything you hear, everything you watch is to program you, to give you this understanding that we need to have an allegiance to a foreign nation that not only wants to destroy us, but wants to make sure that this country is less what it used to be. So take a stand for what you believe in every day, because guess what? You will have your freedom of speech, but they will try to kill you for it. And that's very important. So, if you're going to say America first, do you really mean that? If you're America first, how are you believing dual loyalty?
Right.
That is a lie. There is no such thing as dual loyalty, and loyalty is a one-way street. Okay?
Yeah, that's right.
It's not mutual. I believe in respect. If a country respects us, then we can respect them. But if they disrespect us, what happens to countries that disrespect America? Okay?
That's right.
We will never forget USS Liberty.
Yes, that's right. Okay, Brian. Yeah, that's right.
I'm from Canada, Vancouver, Canada. This is the Brian Ruse Show on YouTube. So I want to see the center of international Jewish power in America, which is New York.
Right.
Where the Rothschild Zionist Talmudist since about 2012, I woke up and I wanted to see the sort of the center of this power structure. So I think it's really a relationship with the Rockefeller family in America since the 1870s and the Rothschilds in the city of London. This is sort of the central grid of power and control over planet Earth. So this is a major hub in this international Jewish power. So it's mainly the elite that are the problem. So I want to come and see it for myself. So here I am in New York. Happy to be here.
My name is Victor. They call me the Waterman. I'm almost famous. There's a documentary about me on YouTube. It's called The Waterman NYC. That's an absolute fact. An hour and 18 minutes long.
I only have 1,800 views, but it's fine. I understand that there's a lot of political different ideas. I understand that, you know, we like to point the finger here and point the finger there. But the truth is, this is America.
Right.
America is an awesome place. We had certain ideas and values years and years ago. I'm almost 50 years old, and it's a lot different than it is now. There was a time where we were kind and loving to our neighbors,
right,
where we would look at people and, you know, legitimately care for them. And, you know, once we started beginning to lose that, there became a dissension. There became dislike and separation here. I mean, if I was concerned for you and you were concerned for me, then it wouldn't be that. It wouldn't matter what was going on here or what was going on there. We'd be concentrated with us. We'd concentrate on us. I grew up with the ideal, and I've never met one person that disagreed with the fact that we should love each other. Right? I know this is political, but I mean, I'm sort of a spiritualist too. I believe that that the importance of loving each other is that the Creator can do His work. You see, if I'm receptive to loving you, the provisions of the Creator, His love, His kindness, His compassion, can all be worked out through us, for us and by us. Without love for each other, man, we are lost. If I only love myself, and they taught us, I'll wrap this up real quick. They taught us that we have to love ourselves first. Have to, that means it's a must. The book, in every spiritual, in every religious ideology, it says that we should love each other. The reason for that is plain and simple, is that we are important. Love isn't always money. It's being willing to stop your day for someone, let them know that they're important. It's a kind word, a listening ear. It's things like that, man. And we have lost that. And until we can get that back, all this other crap is going to continue to go on and get worse, because it has been for years and years and years. Just saying.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. William, no.
The Goyim know. That's right. William,
I just want to make one comment about the Liberty incident.
Right.
Now that Donald Trump declared that he's going to give the Golan Heights,
right,
as if he had the power to give anything to anybody,
right,
that he didn't own in the first place. The Liberty incident occurred on the fourth day of the 1967 war, when Israel attacked a United States naval vessel, killing 34 American sailors, just strafing them on the deck, machine gunning 34 American sailors on the deck of a United States ship and getting away with it, to the point where the American president recalled the rescue planes.
Lyndon Johnson.
Lyndon Johnson,
yeah,
knowing that American sailors were under attack and that the Navy commander had ordered rescue planes to fly to the site, Lyndon Johnson overrode that order and pulled back the planes from rescuing his own American sailors.
Yeah.
Now, there's something going on there that, you know, what did they have over this man's head,
yeah,
that he would make an act of, do an act of treason to that extent?
I think
it's just unbelievable.
I think Johnson's Jewish.
Americans don't know. Americans don't know about that incident. But just to make this last point, people wanted to know, why did Israel attack the USS Liberty on June 8th, 1967 and kill 34 American sailors? What was the motivation for it?
It was going to be a false flag.
I think intelligence. They were gathering intelligence on what Israel was doing, and Israel didn't want the Americans to have that. I interviewed two survivors on the Liberty ship on my Brian Roos show, like Ron Cook had on my shows. Telling the whole experience.
I was wondering the same thing. What was the motivation for these people to attack an American supposed ally? Then I came across a letter by the former, the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the highest military officer in the United States, Admiral Thomas Moorer. How many people have read the letter by Thomas Moorer? Okay, well, here's what the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff said about what the motivation for the Liberty incident was. On the fourth day of the war, Israel decided to invade the Golan Heights. and they were going to have a problem with the United States, who had been telling them to stop the action, okay? Lyndon Johnson, the Johnson administration was not interested in any invasion of the Golan Heights. Moore says Israel decided to blind the United States by attacking the intelligence ship so that that information that they were on their way to invade this territory was not known until 2 days later when they had already rolled in, and now it was a fait accompli.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
It was a fait accompli because they wanted to seize some property that didn't belong to them. They seized the Golan Heights over the dead bodies of 34 American sailors.
I think Lyndon Johnson was Jewish or crypto-Jewish himself. He was in favor of this.
And Donald Trump has no right to give the Golan Heights to Israel over the dead bodies of the Liberty sailors. And that's all I got to say about that.
Thank you.
Well, I think 6 million Jews were gassed in World War II. Hitler did not. Or do you think it's all a lie? It's all bunk. Just like 9/11 is all bunk.
Well, what do you think? The first thing about it was that the suffering was designed to drive Jews out of Europe. When they didn't leave, when the declaration, forget what it's called. When it was
the Havana Agreement?
No, the, at the end of World War One.
The Versailles Treaty or something.
Well, the Versailles Treaty, but there was also a statement that that Palestine can become a homeland.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. The Balfour Agreement.
The Balfour. Yeah,
okay,
the Balfour
but Did you want to answer my question, though? Like, do you think that 6 million Jews were gassed in World War II? Do you think that's true?
That's obviously a very big exaggeration.
And do you think that there was an extermination plan at all? Or, you know, that's not what I understand. Mm-hmm. No.
I'm not...
Hitler didn't want the Jews in Germany because the Jews declared war.
Even Netanyahu said that the Nazis didn't initially plan to kill Jews, to drive them out of Europe. And when I read that in Haaretz, which is an Israeli newspaper, I said, well, Mr. Netanyahu, that's what you wanted also, didn't you? Because otherwise you couldn't carve out that territory in Palestine that the British had promised.
But you're saying initially they didn't want to kill the Jews, but there's no evidence that they ever killed the Jews, not by purposeful extermination. Some died, of course. Lots of people died in the war, you know. Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of disease and typhus and starvation and whatnot. Yeah. But anyway, the story is quite religious, isn't it? It's like they force it upon us, don't they?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
They do. And just like 9/11, it's a big lie.
That you can go to jail to deny it.
I just went to jail for it.
Or even for researching it. Because
yes, you're right.
You're right. You're just saying that maybe you don't believe everything that you've been told.
Yeah, I know, that's right. But I find it interesting that, you know, you're Jewish and you're seeing that these are lies,
I start to
assume that's good.
I have a Jewish background.
Uh-huh.
But all the great religions that teach many of the best things are very corrupt today from their origins. So what we have to do is...